the 72-hour waiting period is sort of an arbitrary delay. They know that it's a time-sensitive procedure, and that's why the delay. And they're playing on the safety idea of it not being safe. Abortion has a 99% safety record when done by a medical professional. There is this push to have only OBGYNs be able to perform the abortion, when in fact there are many family practitioners who have, and that's why the limitation on the UNC school is because family practitioners come out of the UNC school knowing how to do this. They know the procedure. It's limiting their scope of practice coming out of medical school, and it is telling students that you know, no longer will you be taught this part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. I think it seems pretty clear from these bills that the overall goal is to have fewer abortions. And so their rationale seems to be that if women have more time to think about this, then some of them will not get abortions. So what do you think about that? And you've called this 72 hours arbitrary. Now, right now we have 24 hours, right? So if a woman wants to get an abortion in North Carolina, she has to go to a doctor and then come back a day later. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of that?
Now it's triple that.
Right, if this passes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, first of all, let me just say that I am not for abortion. I don't know anybody who is.
Mm-hmm.
But I am certainly opposed to legislators playing, being the doctor in a woman's very personal reproductive health care. It goes to sort of being, again, another burden for a woman. You're placing a financial burden. They've traveled some distance to go to the doctor. They go home. They have to go back again. It's both a financial and an emotional burden for a woman to have to delay this procedure that she has, along with her family or her doctor or her whomever she consults with, have come to the decision to do. The other thing that's so disturbing about this is that it limits the consideration for grave fetal anomalies after the 20-week period. If for example, you find at 21 weeks that the fetus has some grave abnormality, you are going to be prevented from having an abortion. There are some really very arbitrary and burdensome pieces to this legislation that I think are all being put out there just to under the guise of making it safe for mm-hmm. women, when it actually has the effect of making it even more of a burden.